This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Matt. It's great to be back with you.
You know, I wanted to discuss a new internet fraud alert that Microsoft launched to help rescue stolen account credentials. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. And actually, this is a joint project. Microsoft has joined forces with National Cyber Forensics and Training Alliance, which is NCFTA. And they're working with a bunch of groups like Acuity, the American Bankers Association, the Anti-Phishing Working Group, who does wonderful things, banks, eBay, PayPal, the Federal Trade Commission, a couple others. And what they're doing is putting together a central reporting place so that they can help rescue stolen account credentials and mitigate and minimize the loss that consumers have due to having their identities and their bank accounts and credit card details stolen.
Interesting. And is there anything else similar to this that exists, or is this kind of the first of its kind?
There's nothing that I know of that exists that's really centralized. And that's where this could be really big. Because right now, there are a variety of researchers at a variety of companies who will find a cache of stolen credentials. So when a researcher gets a phishing email, they know how to go back and find out, where is this storing the information at? So, you know, the average user might click on the phishing email, and if they believe it, they type in, you know, their credit card number and other information, and to them it's just lost. They thought they were doing the right thing, and they weren't. But that information has to go somewhere if it's going to be valuable to a criminal. And where it goes is to web servers. It's stored on the web. And oftentimes, the cyber criminals do not secure this information. So researchers can actually find massive files that are full of usernames and passwords and credit card numbers and, you know, the little three-digit code or four-digit code on the back of the credit card, all this information. But the researcher probably doesn't have the resources to go through 2,000 or 20,000 of these records and alert each person. So where this comes in handy is a variety of researchers that are coming across this kind of information at hundreds or thousands of websites can send this information to a centralized reporting place. And these various organizations like PayPal and Citizens Bank and eBay can parse through these records and find which ones are pertinent to them and focus their resources on protecting their customers.
Right. So this can really warn the service provider or the bank or whatever it may be about the potentially exposed credentials.
Exactly. So they can start closing accounts. They can notify customers that they made a mistake and gave this information out, or maybe they didn't make a mistake. Maybe it was something like a Heartland breach or something else that got this information made public. But at least they can much more quickly contain the damage, stop the attackers from using the accounts, and hopefully this will help all of the end users.
So, Randy, what would you recommend then? Obviously, it's great that these companies and organizations are coming together to form this this group to help protect consumers, but what can consumers do themselves maybe to stay safe online and limit their risk of being an identity theft victim?
You know, I would send them to the website www.onguardonline.gov. And that's a great place to start with. Another interesting site is www.lookstoogoodtobetrue.com. And they've got some really good information. And users, of course, can read the ESET blog. From time to time, we'll blog on identity theft and frequently give advice on how users can stay safer online.
Great. Well, Randy, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.